Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture. Welcome to another edition of The Mission Podcast. My name is Antoine Taylor. I am your host. I'm glad that you guys are rocking with me. This is the month of April edition. We just got through with Resurrection Sunday. We want to give God the glory and the praise and the honor because it is because his death, his burial, and his resurrection that we have the right to life. And so this life in Jesus, if you're a brand new listener, you can receive Jesus today. You can receive Jesus right now. John 3:16 said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If you said that prayer, if you feel like the Lord is speaking to you, I want you to get involved in a Bible-based church. I want you to continue to get a Bible and read that Bible. And if I were you, I would start in the book of John. The book of John has the love of God. It shows who God is and it reveals who Jesus is and what Jesus came to do. Without further ado, thank you guys for rocking with me. I appreciate all the listeners from all over the world. And I appreciate those friends and family that are listening in. Today is going to be a direct message, and it's more about mastered. So I have been reading the book of Peter, 2 Peter, and in the book of 2 Peter, Peter is addressing a lot of things. He's specifically addressing false teachers and destruction. And so there had been a lot of false teachers in the church that had kind of diluted the mindset and corrupt the people to believe things. And he's warning them not only then, but he's also warning them to the day and the coming of Jesus Christ, being that they are in their flesh. And so I would say this is a timely message for right now, being that a lot of people, a lot of things, we're in our flesh, right? We see a lot of things and we understand that certain things, the internet, all of the things that we have access to kind of get us in a place of, a floating state where we're just kind of getting information, right? We're getting information. We're getting knowledge. There's a lot of memes. There's a lot of AI. There's a lot of things that can kind of detour our attention from looking at Jesus and building a relationship with Jesus. And if we're not careful, we can wander off. And so I just challenge you in this time to really take some time to really spend time prayer and spend some time worshiping the Lord and getting into his presence and allowing him to speak to your heart and in your mind. There is a scripture in 2 Peter where he talks a lot about those people, and he talks about their fleshly desires. They're enticing people. They're escaping from those who live in error. Like, they are living in error. And it says they promised them freedom. This is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19. It says they promised them freedom while they themselves are slaves of depravity. For people are slaves to whatever has mastered them. If they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and again getting entangled and are overcome, they are worse off at the end as they were at the beginning. So he's talking about those people who know Jesus and they're running away from Jesus and they're getting back entangled with the world. I think this is a prime example of what we have today. We have a lot of teachers. We have a lot of YouTubers. We have a lot of things. And I would challenge you to not just, watch the YouTubers, watch the pastors, or listen to the pastors on TV, or listen to the pastors at your church. But I would say that you would spend some time with God and encountering God for yourself. So when the pastor speaks, you can hear the Lord and you know how to pray for him if you see or feel that he's off or he or she is off. And so the big thing here is that this is the promise that false teachers talk about. They promise them freedom, while they themselves are slaves of depravity. For people are slaves to whatever has mastered them. I want to challenge you. What the question today is, what has mastered you? What are you secretly doing? What is the thing that you won't give over to God, that you're going back and forth like, no, I'm okay, I've been doing this for a while, or it creeps up on you? What is that thing, right, that has mastered you? And sometimes I could think, you know, sometimes I get caught up in looking at my phone or listening to podcasts or listening to YouTube videos, and I get sidetracked. So what is that thing that has mastered you? What is that thing that is trying to master you, and how can you overcome it? How can you overcome it? Well, first of all, I want to challenge you to know that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so the whole Bible is about the testimony of Jesus Christ, really, right? And so Peter is talking about the way, right? He's early on in the chapter, he talks about how he was an eyewitness in chapter, I believe it's chapter 2 or chapter 1. He talks about him being eyewitness of Jesus Christ, hearing him on a mountain. And so hearing the voice come from heaven while he was on a mountain with Jesus for the transfiguration. And it basically, he says that we heard this voice. We were eyewitnesses of this and we heard it. So it says, for we did not cleverly follow devised stories. We were what we were told about our Lord, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory saying, this is my son whom I love, in him I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. This is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse starting at verse 16 through through verse 17. And so you got to understand, guys, the devil is trying to master us, right? He's trying to get us to succumb to these things. He's trying to get us to succumb to social media, to Facebook, to Twitter, to get our minds to drift away of where we are and what state we are in the world. But Peter is reminding us that, listen, it's better off not to come to Jesus if we're going to drift off. And it's better off to be mastered by Christ, by giving our lives to Christ and allowing God to be the center of what we're doing, so that we can actually see his glory. And so I want to challenge you today, if you're having a problem with things, submit it to the Lord. Get in prayer. Get people around you that are happy, that are encouraged, that are on fire for Jesus. And sometimes it seems lonely, right? Sometimes you might feel lonely. You might feel like nobody's with you, but that is when God is with you, right? Like, we have to stop looking at the spirit world like the natural world. We may not have friends in this world because the Bible says that they hated me, so they will hate you. So you got to remember, when you're walking with Jesus, it's your personal journey. This means you have to get in. You have to have encounters with God. You have to seek the Lord with your heart. You have to seek the Lord with your mind. And you have to understand that it's a private battle, right? It's not just about the public and looking right. There's a lot of people looking a certain way, speaking a certain way, but their hearts are far from him. And so I want you to understand that there is a thin line between walking with Jesus and knowing Jesus, right? Walking with Jesus and knowing Jesus. You can walk with Jesus, you can see Jesus, you can touch Jesus, but you don't know Jesus, right? When you know Jesus, that means you have a personal relationship with him. You're not just walking beside him, but you're holding his hand. He's holding your hand. He's in your mind. He's speaking to your heart. There are different levels. And I think sometimes it could be, you could be taught, you know, this is how things are supposed to be. This is how I was raised. But Jesus is, he's looking to have a one-on-one with you to help you break free of those things that you are mastered by. And so I want to challenge you today. If you don't know him, if you're looking for a place to have peace, if you're looking for someone to release you from the gates of hell, if you're looking for a breakthrough in your life, if you're tired of walking around in circles, I challenge you to say yes to Jesus, to say yes, Lord, come into my heart, come into my mind, be the savior over my life. Because I'm telling you guys, when I start walking with the Lord and when I really start knowing Jesus, there was a you know, a place where I wanted to be in private, right? I just wanted to spend time with him. I didn't care about what everybody thought. I didn't care about what everybody was saying. I want to know Jesus personally for myself. And so I want to challenge you today. If you don't know him, or if you have been walking and you know about the scriptures, but you're having a problem knowing him and walking in with the Holy Spirit, I want to challenge you today. Lean in, allow all your things that you feel that you held on to, that you feel like you got to hold on to. If it's money, if it's position, if it's success in the world, I challenge you to let it go. Allow God to fill those spaces so that you can feel better. You can be relieved. Lord, I ask right now, whoever's listening to this, Lord, I ask that you bless them. I ask that you come, Lord, and break the chains of hell that's trying to prevail against them. Lord, I ask right now, Lord, that you would touch their minds, Lord, that they would submit their lives to you, that anything that's trying to master them, any spirit that's trying to come upon them, Lord, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask right now, Lord, that you would saturate the minds and the hearts of your people. And Lord, if they are looking for a way, if they're looking for a breakthrough, let them look up, Lord, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. And so, Lord, there is none other. There's no other way but by the name of Jesus that we may be saved. And so, Lord, I ask that those people who may have been going backwards, if they are just like these people that Peter was talking about, that they went to their first state, Lord God, after being delivered, Lord, I ask right now that they would forgive themselves. And after they forgive themselves, Lord, they would ask, Lord, for your forgiveness, Lord God, that they would ask you to come in their lives, Lord, to renew them, restore them, Lord God, and repurpose them for your glory. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. We bind up every spirit that's trying to master these people. We bind up every spirit that's trying to harness your church. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would have your way. You would have your way in this place. Have your way in our minds. Have your way in our hearts. Lord, let us not be mastered by anything but the Holy Spirit. And these are blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, God, for tuning in this week. I hope that you have a wonderful week.